Paul Morgan is with us today. I wanted to speak with Paul because we noted the passing of John Mitchell. Now, some of you might recall John's contribution to Kōrero regarding Te Tau Ihu. He was a wonderful character, and I spoke with him many times over the years, but not so much in recent times. Sadly, we lost him last week, but he was very prominent and respected Māori historian and focusing on whakapapa and the like. He had knowledge of geology and chemistry and psychology. He was a really interesting guy. So even though he's been laid to rest and passed away last week, I've asked Paul Morgan, who's been very prominent in matters in and around whakatū, if he might just share some kōrero about his relationship with John and John's contribution to our history bank, particularly in association with Te Tau Ihu. Paul, thank you for your time this morning again. Tēnā koe, mate.
Tēnā koe, Dale, and thanks for the call. I was just reflecting on John. We had his memorial service last Saturday, actually, out in the on the lands in Mapua. And just to say a little bit about John, I mean, I've worked in, you know, he's a whanaunga of mine and friend and colleague, and I worked with John for 40 years. And he was born and raised in Mohu with one of the local Māori families there. They were, you know, typical family. His father had a contracting business, and he went to Nelson College and then on to Canterbury University. And at Canterbury University, he studied the sciences, and he went through to do a, you know, he enjoyed university and went through to do a PhD. And then, of course, he met his partner in life, Hillary. You know, they were married 55 years, the two of them, and they were working partners together with their backgrounds. And in 1979, he actually, you know, at that time, the late 70s, he went and was the director of the Outward Bound, and he took his children there so that they could grow up in nature. And he loved that that place. But of course, they had to move, and they moved to Nelson City for their education, and they actually became a tomato farmer. So you've got, you know, a doctor and a scientist becoming a tomato farmer with all the Italians down the wood, as we call it. And from when I returned in 81, 82, we had a very contentious matter called the Whakarewa Lands with the Anglican Church. And John and Hillary were giving the church some advice at the time, so was my responsibility to talk to John about actually, you know, the history and why he perhaps shouldn't be advising the Anglican Church. And I knew at the time that, you know, if I could get Dr. John focused into his work, that he would be a phenomenal, you know, capability for us. So during the 80s, he got very much involved with Māori matters, from Secretary of the Whakatū Marae to leadership in the Runanga, the tribal groupings. He became a director of Waka 2 in 1989. And at that time, we were preparing our work for the Māori Appellate Court, where we had the Ngaitahu border clash. And then through the 90s, their research got deeper and deeper, and much of it was assisted by Waka 2. And all that work was building up our information to prepare us for the tribunal hearings of the 2000s. During the 90s, John, he was a fisheries commissioner, involved with the Crown Forest Rental Trust. You know, he had a high level of involvement during those years, and that's why you were talking to him, you know, in that early time, Dale. And then what happened, he was very much involved in the monitoring of the Marlborough District Council and their letting effectively of the consents to aquaculture. And at that time we were applying, and we had no success, the Māori community. Everyone else had almost 100% success. So effectively that was a very interesting time, because there was discrimination going on by officers and councillors. of Marlborough, and that all evolved into effectively the legal case of the foreshore and seabed from that time. So in the 2000s, John was buried in the tribunal for Te Tauihu, and at the same time preparing to publish their eventual publications. He finished the other day with his final publication with Hillary, which was on Isaac Coates, but he had done before that four very substantive publications on our region and the people of the region. The first edition was, you know, published by Whakatūin Corporation itself. We assisted in much of this because, you know, we knew we needed to have our history written up, and it will be a great legacy. So John's, you know, involvement in our community and, as you say, in history and whakapapa publishing, we are a very fortunate rohe because we are a rohe that's got, you know, a very substantial written history now. And, of course, all that work, and we're talking 40 years nearly, was the basis of compiling our evidence for the many courts that Whakatū's been in. And we have been notified that next February the 20th, 2023, we're in the High Court to effectively address the issues of the Nelson Tents. John and Hillary would have been there, but Hillary is, you know, she's got a wonderful mind, and we haven't lost everything with John's passing, because obviously it's on the written record, and that great archive will be held with us for the generations in the future.